This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind for another hour, brought to you today by friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel taking appointments 4, 5, 6 weeks out. So if you have put off, as we wrap up harvest here, any diesel maintenance, any repairs, now would be a good time to give a call there. Bismarck, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Stock up on the 4-plus additive as well, the turbo cleaner, the anti-gel, super clean additive, working for a lot of folks, saving tens of thousands of dollars of repairs. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel, a dealer for 4-plus additive, putting it out where you live as well. Look for it. If you don't have it, say, hey, call CJ, DAC Diesel, I want it. 258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford last week joined a group of fellow lieutenant governors around the country writing a letter to the Biden administration saying what you're doing in the way of rationing a very productive COVID-19 therapy, not a good idea. He is joining us to talk about that letter and the motivations of the Biden administration, which we'll try and understand here today, along with West River Health Services internal medicine Dr. Josh Ranum. Dr. Ranum from Hettinger has been a strong supporter of COVID-19 therapies to free up hospital beds, number one, get patients off ventilators, keep them out of the hospital altogether. Lieutenant Governor Sanford, thanks for the time today. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Dr. Ranum, good morning to you.
Good morning as well, Scott.
So let me start with you, Brent. What's going on here? Why do you think you had to write a letter to say, hey, Biden administration, don't do this? Why are they doing it?
Well, the question is why, I guess, and if it's helping with the demand for monoclonal antibody treatments. And I don't know if the answer is it's helping. I look forward to hearing from Dr. Ranum. He'd be a lot more of an expert than I am, obviously, with being boots on the ground and being so much of a leader in this, of pointing out of how well these work. Most of us know folks that have ended up with COVID. They check into the hospital, and the monoclonal antibodies generally result in improving greatly within hours or day or a day or so. And it's been something that you've been hearing the governor's words for the last year. I mean, it's something of encouraging. Monoclonal antibody treatment, if you end up with COVID-19, as part of the therapeutics that we talk about, if we've got to get better at treating people once they are positive with COVID, because as we've seen, over 100,000 of us have become positive with COVID, and there's breakthrough infections, there's questions of what's going to happen going forward, et cetera, correct? And this seems to be one that everybody's on board with, that receiving the antibody treatment, if a person is positive, is a good thing. And prior to September 13th, my understanding is that providers could purchase these directly from manufacturers. And for some reason, on the 13th, the policy changed, and the federal government ended up redistributing these for equitable distribution. And, it concerns us when we hear equitable distribution from this administration, obviously. And what's happened has been, in effect, the rationing is the understanding of our group. So the Republican lieutenant governors put a letter together earlier this month responding to that, concerned about the abrupt decision to seize control of the distribution of the life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments for COVID-19. The restrictions of the supply of this life-saving treatment are unwarranted and unexplained. And please, we request you revert to the HHS Health and Human Service policy in place prior to September 13th. And Scott, this is something where providers reached out to me on right away. September 16th, I received a note from a pharmacy from one of the large hospitals that we're putting out 40 doses of monoclonal antibodies a week, and the federal government has seized control, and they're telling us we're going to start getting 10. And so that's something that, you know, I put that concern out into our administration, and Dr. Wiebe, of course, knew of the directive and was responding and talked to other hospitals, and they've responded. But, you know, even today, it sounds like there's a shortage of monoclonal antibodies in the state. Very concerning. But to understand why is, you know, just another question we have of what's happening within this administration. But you hate to think it's something like they were working too well. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. And we're frustrated, and it's not getting better. The distribution has not opened up. And I'd like to hear from Dr. Rana of what you feel happening boots on the ground. But, yeah, from the Republican Lieutenant Governor Association, 15 of us signed this letter and, you know, demanding that we revert back to the original policy and make sure these treatments are life-saving treatments are available for folks that do end up positive with COVID.
So the way it worked before was, you know, the medical facilities could order this directly from the wholesalers. After September 13, 2021, the government under the Biden administration took over. Dr. Ranum, what has been the impact of that? Have you noticed a change where you treat patients?
Well, if you call an 80% reduction in your supply available a change, then yes, Scott, there has been a change. You know, now I don't know all of the ins and outs and sort of if there's any political machinations behind all of this, but certainly after mid-September, we've noticed a tremendous decrease in supply. Whereas before, each facility could order from a wholesaler as they see fit. After that point, the state itself was allocated a certain amount of doses and then left up to the state to distribute that. Now, there were some bottlenecks that were starting to creep into the supply chain sort of before this. There was some stockpiling not anywhere in North Dakota, but in some regions, there was a lot of purchase and receipt and not as much distribution. But those are often things that, you know, the market and utilization, because these are expensive, utilization can kind of sort itself out. And part of the problem, you know, is the formula that was used for distribution to the states was based on March 2021 COVID numbers. So you have a disease that you know surges and regresses and strikes different parts of the country at different points in time. You know, March of 2021 was a, you know, reasonably, you know, compared to now, quiet period of time in COVID. So that's what our monoclonal antibody numbers are based upon. So, you know, March numbers in an October surge, you know, not terribly helpful. So that's kind of what's happened. And it's, you know, I think the availability of the monoclonals for the last 2 weeks for me has been my number one, headache and my number one hassle. The math of positives and eligible patients and the supply that we have has not added up. So we've had to make some difficult decisions on who gets these and when.
Talk about the value of the treatment itself. And, you know, when you're having to make a difficult decision, who gets it, who doesn't, what the patient that doesn't is missing. What have you seen from this treatment?
I know the governor's team is always big on numbers, so I was able to get some numbers from the Department of Health this morning. Since these came into existence about 11 months ago, as a state, we've given 11,170 doses on an outpatient basis. So nearly 2 years into the pandemic, about 10% of the people who've had COVID have gotten the antibodies. Now, out of those 11,000 and change, 93 of those patients have ended up in the hospital. So that gives us a hospitalization rate of 0.8%. Contrast that with an average hospitalization rate of 3%, and that's varied at different points in the pandemic. It's been up to 8% early in the pandemic, but that's But if you factor that in, it's about 250 people that have stayed out of the hospital because of the therapeutics. These really have been tremendous. You know, the indication is to keep people out of the hospital and prevent severe illness. Now, anecdotally, as the lieutenant governor had mentioned, is a lot of times people feel better right away when receiving these. Now, that's to me a side benefit, but it's it isn't kind of an important thing that you know, tells you these things are working. But really, it's a really powerful tool. It's really the best thing that we have when somebody catches and contracts COVID-19. Of course, preventing it with vaccinations, got to give the plug there. That's our best bet. But if somebody does test positive, the antibodies have been a real, as Governor Burgum would say, a game changer in our therapeutics.
Fascinating statistics, and I want to hear what an 80% reduction in your supply means. What do you do when you have a need for it and don't have it? Are the therapies working? Obviously, that's the reason for the letter from the lieutenant governors to the administration. More with Brent Stanford and Dr. Round when we continue.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro and Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford, who joined a letter of the fellow lieutenant governors to President Biden on October 5th, expressing concern with the Biden administration's abrupt decision to seize control of the distribution of life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments for COVID-19. We're also talking today with Dr. Ranum, who practices internal medicine at Hettinger West River Health Services, and learned that there's been an 80% reduction in the supply as a result of this decision. These are alarming numbers. And I know I saw a story over the weekend, Dr. Ranum, about a small facility like yours being pinched ever more. We talk about one number, the total amount of staff beds in North Dakota and the percentage of COVID patients being a relatively small overall percentage of that. But when you've got a small number of beds in total, obviously every bed makes a difference. Would it be fair to say that this change from the Biden administration has made that problem worse in Hettinger?
I think it certainly does pinch those beds and put some more strain on resources, Scott. I was just I had to review some numbers on Friday for a different interview, and you know what's interesting is across the state we've had so November of 2020, so the peak of peak COVID, and October of 2021, we both had 916 beds occupied in the state in our big six hospitals. What's interesting is last year it was, there was 250 or so COVID patients out of those 916. This year it was 130. So people are, you know, 12% of those hospital admitted patients are from other reasons now. And so if you add an increase of COVID numbers to that, that's going to strain an already strained system. I don't know if that that made much sense, but it's, you know, we've got a lot less COVID people winding up hospitalized because of vaccinations, because of the monoclonal therapeutics, but we still have full hospital systems. So we start adding some COVID patients on top of that don't have access to monoclonals, you know, especially if they end up in ICU or high intensity care, that's going to be a real problem.
When you hear the stats and the actual number breakdown here, Lieutenant Governor Stanford, what do you, I mean, it's all the more maddening that the Biden administration is doing what they're doing against something that works here. What do we do about it?
Well, we have to do what we're doing here and write the letters and make sure our congressional delegation is responding to this. And I know Senator Kramer was on this, and our state health and human services and our large medical providers and our hospital associations need to be putting the word out that these therapeutics work. These are absolutely life saving and reduce the hospitalizations. And we need to find out what's going on and be able to get this life saving medication, get the monoclonal antibodies back.
Is there a another solution that's working well? We hear about ivermectin from time to time. Some people have had success with. There obviously have been HCQ and others that have been talked about over the last year. Anything that you would rank up there with the antibody treatment, Dr. Ranum?
There's nothing that has the data of the monoclonals. You know, hydroxychloroquine kind of came and went. Ivermectin still sort of floating around there, but you know, there's so many people studying that and looking at it, and we still don't have a strong signal whether that's effective or not. But we do have a large pile of data showing the efficacy, 70 to 80% reduction in hospitalization utilizing the monoclonals. So, that's certainly the most valuable tool in the toolkit right now. And, We need more.
I'm curious, just from the standpoint of someone that has leaned into this therapy, obviously, and is battling on the front lines in a very challenging time in healthcare. I can't even imagine when you see something working and then you say, okay, because of a government decision, we have an 80% reduction in our supply, what that does to a caregiver's psyche, morale, fighter spirit, whatever. I mean, give me the human side of this for you and your fellow caregivers.
You know, it's certainly disheartening to see you're kind of running dry on ammo in the middle of a surge, and we know that hospitalizations sort of lag behind case numbers. So we're, even though case numbers maybe are stagnating a little bit, we still haven't quite seen all the end of the hospitalizations, and so. It puts a strain on everybody. It puts a strain on us having to kind of make these decisions. We have a sort of a therapeutics ethics committee, if you will, and trying to figure out, is that we have a scoring system and kind of trying to figure out how to best utilize these resources. But, you know, patients and family know the value of these therapeutics as well. And so, you know, when somebody tests positive, we've had situations where three or four family members have been calling in and, you know, begging or stronger, to try and get access to them. You know, other areas of the state too are out or short. And so we have people that are calling around. And I mean, when you've got something that's worked and, all of a sudden it's not there, it's, you know, feels a bit like going backwards.
Brent, you heard, Dr. Ranum say 80% reduction in his supply. Are you hearing other similar stories from other healthcare entities around the state?
Well, the first one I heard from a month ago, or from September 16th, not quite a month, was from 40 per week down to 10. So that would be a 75% reduction.
So it's not just the rural healthcare, it's everywhere. Statewide.
And Sanford has, and obviously Sanford's been concerned. And so, you know, I can't speak for what their numbers are, but I mean that's where the lion's share of the treatment ends up coming from in the west and middle part of the state is Sanford Bismarck. And so, you know, I would defer to them for what their current status is. But yes, it sounds like it's in shorter supply than it was, and it's because of the government interaction from the federal government. So it's extremely frustrating, and it's just another one of those frustrating points we've had during this pandemic with this administration.
Texter has a question for you. Dr. Ranum says, in Israel and Iceland, where the best COVID records are kept, 70% of the hospitalized COVID patients are those that have been fully vaccinated, including boosters. We've heard those numbers for some time, and the declining efficacy of the vaccine there. Are those numbers tracking here as well? Are we seeing the percent of the hospitalized increasing among non-vaccinated?
It has increased slightly. It's not anywhere near those numbers. You know, still, the last number I looked at was 85 to 90% of our hospitalized patients are unvaccinated, so have not been vaccinated. We, at least in our corner of the state, the people who've been vaccinated, it's been a lot of the Moderna product as well, which does have higher efficacy against the Delta variant, and those numbers kind of hold steady. The other thing that has, particularly in Israel is a very, very early vaccinated country, so we're starting to see some of the...
Hold that thought if you would, Dr. Ranum. We're up against the break. I want to let you finish, and Ray in Newtown has a question, too. We'll extend our conversation for just a couple more minutes with our guests on this important topic. Don't go away. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett in Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines canceled roughly 1,800 flights over the weekend, leaving passengers stranded across the country. The mass cancellations came after its pilots asked a court to block the company's new COVID vaccine mandate. More than 25% of the airline's flights were canceled on Sunday, according to Flight Aware Tracker. President Trump returned to Des Moines, Iowa to kick off his latest Save America rally. On Saturday, the 45th president highly criticized Joe Biden and his administration for mishandling a long list of issues the country has been facing for the past 9 months under Democrat leadership. The Afghanistan withdrawal to the border crisis, Trump told his supporters, "We're going to take America back." End quote. The Department of Homeland Security reported Friday the Biden administration is canceling two border wall contracts in the Laredo sector of the U.S.-Mexico border. That will leave about 31 miles of border without a wall. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, where the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience await you on this Monday. And don't forget, you can be a Bison Game Day winner as well. Home Bison games mean two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA's are given out. So stop at any of the locations, register for a chance to win. New drawing every week, so you're going to want to get in there every time. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, some of the 4-for-4 special. You know what that means? Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Yours, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations. A couple more minutes left with our guests talking about a letter sent to President Biden on October 5th from Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and fellow lieutenant governors around the state talking about an unjustified, targeted attack from the administration forcing difficult decisions no leader should have to make, denying treatment to patients in certain states under the guise of equitable distribution, doing nothing but causing confusion, uncertainty, and human suffering. For those reasons, Lieutenant Governor's right, we request you reverse the supply cuts, allow health care providers to order directly from the wholesalers again, and revert to an HHS policy in place prior to September 13th, 2021, signed Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and about a dozen or so other lieutenant governors. Why we asked Lieutenant Governor Sanford to join us and Dr. Josh Ranum from Hettinger as well. You were about to make another point before the break, and I want to give you a chance to finish that, Dr. Ranum.
Thanks, Scott. So, you know, the thing to remember is vaccination is still not only the best preventative for a COVID infection, but also gives you a head start in immunity if you do catch COVID. One other point to make about Israel is they have a very highly vaccinated population. So just because 85-90% plus of the population is vaccinated, those are going to be the people that end up in the hospital anyway. You know, it's hard to find that 10% of the population but they're still making up a larger proportion relative to the number of vaccinated in the hospital there. So vaccinate if you're eligible for a booster, consider a booster, and hope and pray that we start getting some more supply of monoclonals for those that do test positive.
Unbelievable. You hate a self-inflicted wound like this at a time like this. Ray in the Newtown, last question for our guest. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, this isn't really a question. It's about ivermectin. And I know a person just a few days ago, they came down with COVID. They'd already had the shots. And they found a doctor would prescribe the medicine, and she found had to hunt for a pharmacy that would fill a prescription. And then she went home, and I told her about it, but I seen the Doug Billion show on TV. They said this doctor on about ivermectin. Anyway, I told her about it, and she went through all this. And I said, and she, instead of used to be $3 a pill. It cost her $225 for five pills, but that's another Biden deal, I suppose. And I said, call me when you see how it turns out. And in about 10 minutes later, she called me and she said, I feel wonderful. She said, it was just between night and day, like night and day. And I said, well, let me know when you get to 5 days, five pills for 5 days. And she said she hasn't had a symptom of it. It just feels good. So that's what my story is.
And she had trouble finding a doctor that would prescribe it. And then once she found a prescription, you're saying she had to go to a number of pharmacies before they fill it.
Pharmacy. Yeah. She found a old mom and pop pharmacy that would fill it for her.
Interesting. Ray, thank you. What about, and I've heard that similar story from others who, again, have that conversation with their doctor, say, you know, let me try this. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Rana?
If ivermectin is shown to work, spectacular. There's a lot of people studying, a lot of people looking at it right now, and just, you know, we just don't have enough signal, you know, in the data to know that. You know, these, you know, one person stories are powerful, and, you know, I hope it's something that we can add to the toolkit.
Grant, we're going to give you the last word related to your obvious concern from you and fellow lieutenant governors. It's heartbreaking to hear that the choices are having to be made right now because of a government decision. What's next on this?
Well, for one thing, I have to give a shout-out to Dr. Wiebe and the health department. We right away, as soon as this happened, made sure we ordered 1,000 doses and have them on hand. We've distributed 600 of those, 400 currently on hand. And we have are expecting our next allocation, a federal allocation of monoclonal antibodies today. And so hopefully we have what's needed for when Dr. Ranum and the other hospitals run out. Looks like we'll receive maybe another 800 doses today. So hopefully the state can help keep up, but it's not the supply and demand chain that we had going before September 13th, and it's clearly reduced and not enough. So we'll keep pushing. Thanks for the time, Scott. Dr. Ram, thank you for what you're doing for the entire pandemic and for this issue. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor.
Any final thoughts, Dr. Ram?
I do also want to give thanks to the Department of Health and State Health Officer and the Governor's Office, too, for having the foresight to try and get one last big order in before everything kind of closed off. So hopefully we can make it through and get vaccinated.
Thank you, Dr. Ranum. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Appreciate the time today on a topic that really meant so many other things happening. Has not gotten as much attention as it should, but we're not going to let that stop us here, that's for sure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Scott.
Important topic. And I appreciate our listeners being concerned about it, raising it, and trying to get answers, which is why we're talking about it here. We lean in all the time with our listeners on issues that concern them. Simple as a text, 701-237-1590, or you can call us at 701-258-0550 anytime. Another guest that gets a lot of requests for a repeat performance, Mark Wagner joining us in just a moment to talk a little bit about avoiding those uncomfortable conversations among families after the loss of a loved one. Stay tuned for that after I tell you what we have planned for an annual. Well, it has been an annual until COVID disrupted that, a great Christmas tradition of going to New York City with our listeners. My wife Marie and I will be hosting a trip December 7th through December 11th in New York City, and we have space for 54 passengers total. We've had hundreds of inquiries already, and just a few more days left before we have to say we're full. So if you want to go, now's the time to let us know you'd like to come along. We'll get you an itinerary that explains everything. Let me just briefly tell you what we're planning. Tuesday, the 7th of December, flights from Bismarck or Fargo, a tour of New York City upon our arrival, a full-day plan Wednesday, the 8th, to Ground Zero we go first, 9/11 Memorial, the museum tour, lunch right there near the 9/11 site, a visit to One World Observatory. That's new since 9/11. Gives you a 360-degree view in all directions from the top of One World Trade Center. Chinatown, Little Italy. The first night, first full night there, we do an Alive After 5 cruise. That's right. Actually, check out Manhattan's iconic skyline. Thursday morning, we meet the folks from Newsmax. Looking forward to that. Go to Ellis Island, Times Square, dinner at Carmine's, famous spot in Broadway. Arrive at the Imperial Theater. We're going to see a Broadway show, Ain't Too Proud. Great story about the Temptations. And from the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you'll love that show. Friday, it's the St. Patrick's Cathedral Tour, Top of the Rock, Tavern on the Green, Central Park, just beautiful. Fifth Avenue in the heart of Manhattan, dinner at Trump Tower before the Radio City Rockettes Christmas Spectacular. You won't believe that show. Saturday, the 11th, little tour on our own, Manhattan, you know, Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, Bryant Park, you see it all, and we head home on the 11th. Send me a text if you'd like itinerary right now at 701-237-1590 or an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or again, text 701-237-1590. Let me welcome to the program our good friend, the one and only Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Scott. It's always great just to say hi and see you guys. Appreciate it.
I want folks to listen closely today about how to avoid a family squabble at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
That's what you sell more than anything, Mark. I always tell folks that, yes, it's an estate plan. Yeah. Yes, it's a great service, but more than anything, for the moms and dads out there that want peace in the family
right
after they're gone, what should they take away from today's conversation?
Well, I would just ask people, what's your objective? One of the first things I'll say to people when I'm sitting down is, what's your objective? What do you want to accomplish? And yet, most everybody I see say, I want my assets protected. We'll ask about any taxation. They go, I don't want any taxation for my kids. And then I'll just ask them, well, why do you have a will set up for your estate? I mean, if you have a will, it's just nothing but a set of instructions to a judge to enforce. And so then it's going to be not only public record, it's going to be contested. There's a gentleman that has called me probably 5 years ago after one of the first times I was on the show, and he said his dad's estate was contested for like 5 years. It cost him over $200,000 to $300,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you have a trust set up for your estate, whether revocable living trust or irrevocable trust, when you pass away, there is no contestation with the estate. It is a peaceful, it is a private, it is a quiet settlement. And that's what the parents want, and that's what they can get. But the problem of what happens is when you die, when your parent dies, what happens is there is that grieving that happens. When people are grieving, that's when the trouble happens because they're not quite settled up. They haven't done this, they haven't done that with mom and dad to shore up things. The next thing you know, they are mad and they're angry inside, and that comes out, and that's what brings that on. So if you want to give your family a peaceful private settlement, there's only one way guaranteed, one way, and that's by setting up a trust for your estate.
Listener wants to know whether or not you avoid probate with a trust.
You know, that's a good question. Assets will avoid probate if they're properly funded into the trust. Funding means, it's a funky term. It just means getting your assets retitled into the name of the trust. Oftentimes it's a non-legal action, but you have to also remember.
Hold that thought. When we come back, Mark will finish the answer to that question, and others welcome. Text us or call us, 258-0550, more after this.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Packwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Rewarranties for a lifetime. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, so hurry before they're gone. You want a really good deal? Check this out. Great deals on service loaner Buick Encore GXs. All-wheel drive and much more. Great gas mileage. Oh, by the way, the Veterans Appreciation Meal on for this year. Keep it here for details. Meanwhile, find out more about the deals you can get at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we will be there. Steve, I'll talk about that great event. It's a wonderful event they do every year. Back with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Want to make sure I tell you this before we get the end of the segment. You can call Mark anytime. Very accessible. 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. So the question before the break was about probate and avoiding probate. Asking specifically if there is a living trust, whether or not you can avoid probate.
Right. That is a great question. It involves around your trust being well funded. Funded means that you don't pay me any more money, you don't give the attorney more money, but we just retitle assets in the name of the trust. And therefore, when you pass, right now, as the law sits, if that infrastructure does not get passed, investments will get the stepped up value on the cost basis, and also property will, so your kids don't have to pay all those capital gain taxes because you bought your land at $50 an acre, now it's $2,000. However, that's going to be changing. Government, you got people need to realize the government is not your friend. They don't care about your family. And it just bugs me. They've almost put us out of business. I had a huge book of health business back in 2008, doing really well. Then Obamacare came. My dad had to give me $1,000 my first month because all those commissions I was earning went down to zero, $10 an application. They don't care about your family either, so people need to get that out of their head.
How much of the tax changes right now that are being proposed in motivation to get a living trust?
Yeah, good question. This is really, really important here, because what happened is right now, if this bill gets passed that they have both in the House and also in the Senate, if either one of those gets passed, the stepped-up cost basis on your investments, they're going to treat it like it's a sale of the investment when the kids inherit that, so that they're going to have capital gains on all that money. And it's not so bad, but you've been paying a 1099 every single cotton picking year on that, and you thought the kids are going to get that. They ain't going to get the stepped-up basis. They have to pay tax on that. Okay, but there is an exemption in both of the bills right now in Congress, and I've done some extensive research on this as well. If it's going to be funded through a grantor trust, like a revocable living trust, the kids will get the stepped up cost basis on that money. Wow. So it's not if you should do it, it's you should do it. And what we try to make it as financial friendly as possible, getting things started. Everything, as you know, Scott, working with me and helping your associates here, it's a flat fee. And so you don't have ongoing legal fees. And the reason why you need a planner, not just an attorney, to do everything is only 20% of what the attorney does is the legal work, Scott. That's all it is, 20%. The other 80% that people need to do with your trust involves the funding of assets, and that's a non-legal action. But if you let your legal professional help you with that, even though it's non-legal, that's how they get a trust for 5 to 7, 8, 9. I seen one family, they had a trust, and their bill was over $15,000. I mean, of one trust. But the reason why you want to go down the avenue for a trust is, even if you do have a will, you have to consider a will only begins at your what? Your death, right? That only begins at your death. A revocable living trust begins before you die, while you're incapacitated, so your family can handle your affairs when you're not yourself. Therefore, you're not having any what they call a legal state guardianship of assets.
So no probate, no attorneys at death, no financial guardianship of the assets when they're incapacitated. That's all done.
It's all completed, yep, and through your trust, yep.
Mm-hmm. And again, what I think is the most valuable part of your service is a peaceful, private family settlement.
The attorney typically, the attorney that draws up our trust, and you don't have to use ours, you can use ours, you can use yours, but if you want, it costs us consideration, you have the opportunity to use some of the ones that we've negotiated fees with. But what happens is that it's very simple. It is private, and there's actually a clause in there saying that if any of the kids want to sue the trust because they're unhappy, guess how much the estate they're going to inherit? Just $1. So when I say there is a peaceful private settlement, Scott, guess what I mean? There is a peaceful, and it, after the death certificates are issued 2 weeks later, everything is transferred over. It's very simple. And we help with the assistance of that. We do not charge a settlement fee for that, because if everything is listed in the name of the trust, Scott, it's all in there. The trustee just takes care of it.
Flat fee,
attorney fee. I have a modest fee that I charge to cover my time coming out to see you and everything I do. But it's not an hourly basis. It's a flat fee, and oftentimes I do have generous discounts. Matter of fact, everybody who calls me from now until Christmas, I had one of the clients, famous listener of Scott's program, big listener of Scott, went down to Alaska with you. He goes, Mark, next time you're on Scott's show, you tell him everybody who calls you, you'll get a one of those little jars from Macro's World
Free
Famous
Honey. Free honey, not on Christmas. Call him right now, folks, 701-318-0908, Mark Wagner. President Trump had a huge rally in Iowa this past weekend, and only one major cable news channel covered it live, Newsmax. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is great. Newsmax Trump rally show had millions of people tune in. They're bypassing the big media and going right to Newsmax. You need to watch Newsmax all the time and tell your friends and family to do it too. Remember, Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco, which refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic package, where they carry 11 liberal news channels like CNN and MSNBC, but won't carry Newsmax. And Midco viewers just missed Newsmax's recent special with Kristi Noem at the Reagan Ranch. If you're a Midco customer, remember, they carry dozens of channels with less viewership than Newsmax. Switch your cable and broadband service to one that does carry Newsmax on their basic package. Also on Newsmax this weekend, watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, and more. Newsmax, a trusted source. Watch Trump Live on Newsmax.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.